In our calls to worship in the month of March, we are sharing those from 3 John and looking at some of the smaller epistles in our calls to worship. And I wanted to read to you verse 4, which says in 3 John, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Interesting word that's emphasized 6 times in 3 John is the word truth. The word truth. This is an important word in the Bible. It's a key word in John's vocabulary because it appears in all of his epistles. And he addressed this particular epistle, as we saw last week, to Gaius. And he said in verse 1, "The elder unto the beloved Gaius, whom I love." And then what were the next 3 words? "In the truth." He rejoiced over the truth that is in thee in verse 3. He urged his readers to be fellow helpers in the truth in verse 8. And commended Demetrius, who had a good report of the truth itself in verse 12. But he was especially pleased to hear that his beloved disciple, follower of the Lord Gaius, was walking in the truth. Now, every godly parent, pastor, personal worker, anyone that's involved with people, knows exactly how John felt. Whenever you see a young person walking in the truth, or you read about someone that maybe you had were involved in their life some years ago, and then you hear about them, they're still walking in the truth. There is no greater thrill in a pastor's heart, in a mom and dad's heart, than to hear that their children are still walking in the truth. So we can identify with that in that regard. There is no greater sadness, however, when such a person turns away from the truth. Like 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 says, to turn away their ears from the truth. There's a great sadness that comes to your heart. I know in my own personal life that my heart has been saddened by those that I went to college with, that I was involved with, that have gone down the trail of compromise and they've gone away from the Lord. And I was just reading about one this past week, whose church now has become a part of the emergent church movement and swallowed hook, line, and sinker all of the things that's part of this emergent truth. And you say, well, they had the truth. Why did they move away from the truth? Because there's an element about the truth that you and I need to know. It's despised by this world. It's hated and despised by this world. And if you love the truth, you're going to be hated and despised by this world. We are expected today to back off the truth. Don't push the truth too much. We are moving quicker than ever before right now to this egalitarian point of view that all religions are the same. We all have equal footing. The Muslim's truth is just as good as the Christian's truth. The Shintoism in Japan, their truth is just as good as Christianity's truth. In other words, we put them on par with equals, and don't you dare say anything about somebody else's truth because it's just as valid as what you say is truth. And that's the devil's ploy in these end times. It's the devil's ploy. So what is truth? Well, John's very mention of truth was in relationship to a person. Who is that person? Jesus Christ, who in John chapter 14 and verse 6 said what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What is the truth? The truth is Jesus Christ. That's the truth. So walking in the truth means walking in Jesus Christ. We would like to put some great theological statement behind what truth is, and maybe come up with a nice big paragraph of what truth is. But you know what? Let's just boil it down to what the Bible says. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So if you're walking in truth, you're walking in Jesus Christ this morning. Whenever John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth, he was saying, they're walking in Jesus Christ. And that thrills my heart. Are you walking in Jesus Christ this morning? Or are you walking in the world's definition of the truth, which is this mishmash of all kinds of ideas and philosophies and so forth? Throw that out with the trash. The truth is Jesus Christ. If you're not in Him this morning, you're not in the truth. If you're not walking in Jesus Christ, you're not walking in the truth. It's very simple when you put it in those terms. Truth is not some innocuous term. It is a person. And it is the person of Jesus Christ.